With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. Moving a farm from one generation to the next is sometimes easier said than done. And making sure that you have a transition plan is a very important part of that. Oklahoma State University's Dr. Shannon Farrell says it's best to come up with that plan when everyone is healthy and happy.
That's one of the biggest challenges, is to help people understand that if you're proactive and have that conversation while everybody is, you know, mentally well, they're physically well, versus when somebody is in an emergency room or the hospital or something like that, you can make better decisions, you have more time to work out the tools that you need to have, and you have more time to implement those tools.
He also emphasized that fair doesn't always work.
Equal isn't equitable. You know, equal is treating everybody the same, but equitable means treating everybody fairly. And so there are kind of two really key issues when we're talking about splitting stuff down the middle. One of those is that it's just financially not viable for most farms and ranches. The farm simply can't afford for a farm kid to buy out a city kid just based on the cash flow of the farm or ranch. So there's that component. But then the part of that is, if we have someone who's come back and really made meaningful contributions to the farm, is it really fair to treat them exactly the same as somebody who might love mom and dad, might love the farm, but haven't made contributions to that operation?
Again, Dr. Shannon Farrell with Oklahoma State University.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag News. For more information, visit aginfo.net. I'm Haley Shipp.